League of Ireland gets underway this coming weekend. Derry City taking on Shelburne in the opening game of the Premier Division, while in the First Division, Finn Harps have a long trip to take on Kerry FC at Mount Bellew Park Friday night, the 14th of February. And certainly joined now by three men who certainly know a thing or two about SSE Electricity League, former Finn Harps players. First of all, Keith Cowan. Keith, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland and welcome to the studio at Mountaintop.
Good man, thanks for having me on. Cheers, yeah.
Also joined former Finn Harps player and underage manager Joe Boyle. Joe, welcome along to Mountaintop. I'm sure looking forward to another season.
Yes, certainly am.
And also joining us via Zoom is Declan Boyle, no stranger to success in the League of Ireland, and that is, of course, Declan Boyle. Good evening, Declan.
How are you all doing, lads?
All doing good, Declan, all doing good. So we're going to start off and look ahead to the Finn Harps chances for the year ahead. Harps, of course, last year finishing in sixth position. They were 5 points off the playoff spot. They finished in 46 points. They were 32 points behind the leaders, eventual winners of Cork City. We're going to start off with you, Keith Cowan. Keith, talk to me about your opinion on the signings so far, some signings so far for Darren Murphy's side, and how impressed have you been with the signings so far?
Look, it's difficult to tell. I suppose, you know, they've been kicking in pre-season friendlies, and what Murph's been able to work with and what he's had at his disposal. And, you know, first of all, you have to think about the players that left, you know, after maybe getting two seasons out of them and then a lot of them moving on. It's unfortunate that it's like pretty much another rebuild for Murph is kind of what he's looking at, you know. And you're straight into it. You're straight into the league. You're straight into it now next weekend. And you know, nothing tougher than jumping on the bus and having to go to Kerry first day of the blocks, you know. So, but look, they know what they have now. They'll have their pre-season games. They'll have the minutes and the legs, and it'll just all depend on what kind of shape they can put on it now for Friday night.
Joe, we're going to talk about the travelling in just a moment. Talk to me about Success Edigan, last year's top scorer. How much of a loss is he going to be to Darren Murphy's side this season?
Yeah, he was very much the focal point, where he was a central attacker, but he was also a leader in that team. You know, he held up the ball, led the line very, very well. And when you had the young lads either side of him, you know, he did provide that that focal point for them. A lot of that focal point now may fall to Patrick Ferry. He was very, very good on the edges and the periphery of that number nine slot last year. And at times, Success did play wide. But, you know, he was a big character and he looked to be a big, big personality around the place. So it's going to be very, very important that McGuinness coming in particularly will be providing that for him. We're hearing good things about him, you know, in pre-season and how he's gone about his work since he's come in. So, you know, a lot of focus will shift towards him. So it's going to be important that Harps do have somebody that can carry that goal threat with them, because in that first division it's going to be very, very competitive this year, and you're going to need somebody who can find them goals for you. And, you know, in the last couple of seasons that's been a problem for Harps, where they've not been scoring enough goals. And, you know, last year they only got 39 goals over the course of the whole season as a goal a game. That's going to have to go up if they're going to be looking to get into those playoff positions this year. And, you know, keeping them out of the back. But, you know, a 1-0 away from home in Kerry is a very, very valuable result. And, you know, if you can go away from home with the long journeys, as Keith spoke about, and get that 1-0, that's a big, big result this season if you can travel and get on the road and get those points. So, again, replacing Success with maybe one or two people carrying that load this season might be their best answer at the minute.
Declan Boyle, Declan, Keith Cowan touched on Joel Bradley Walsh. Joel Bradley's a player that you managed to success, League of Ireland success, at Finn Park at under 17 level. Talk to me about Joel Bradley Walsh and how excited are you seeing this man playing at adult senior League of Ireland football?
Yeah, listen, it's obviously a good opportunity for Joel to come in and get that opportunity. He probably should have got that opportunity previously under different managers at Finn Park, but it wasn't to be, and obviously he moved away as well, and he had a wee stint with playing GA. So now he's back at the club, and I think it's a positive move for the management to take him back into the club. He does give you a wee bit of flexibility in regards to he can cover the centre-half position and also left full. I know he played left full last night up in the showgrounds against Sligo Rovers. I did come off as well, so hopefully that's nothing too serious there in regards to injury. But yeah, listen, he's a really good player. He's good on the ball, strikes the ball very well, and good deliveries from set plays will be dangerous from free kicks as well. And, you know, listen, it'll take him a wee bit of time to adapt into the new position. Not a new position, but playing into senior football, you know. But there's no doubt about it, he has the qualities and the mental strengths as well to go and you know, be a major asset this year for the club, and hopefully going forward for the future as well. So, you know, we wish him well, obviously, in regards to the positions. And, you know, it's a difficult part is bringing in new players and see how they're going to adapt. There's a lot of new players coming in there. Keith just mentioned players going out, but it's a difficult league, as we know. A lot of travelling, as you mentioned, Kieran, as well. So it's just been ready for that big challenge ahead. And, you know, it's kicking off next week, but it's a hard game away to carry.
Keith Cowan. Keith, you played for Finn Harps in the Premier Division. You played for Finn Harps in the First Division. Talk to me about the travelling in the First Division. Lots of travelling in the First Division. And maybe if you were going to Cork in the Premier Division and getting big gates, maybe you could do an overnight stay. But in the First Division, very rarely. How is that mentally challenging on the body?
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends what stage of your career that you're at, Kieran. It can kind of go both ways. You know, I remember my early days, you know, you couldn't wait to get on the bus. You couldn't wait to travel, no matter where it was. You were hungry and you wanted to go and win these games, and you want to go and try and prove yourself. So with the lads that are there, there shouldn't really be, with the bulk of the squad kind of being in their early 20s and that, then, you know, this shouldn't really be a major, you know, excuse. I wouldn't say maybe not excuse, but it shouldn't really be that major of a pitfall for them. Yes, mentally it can be draining, and when you look at that changing room, you know, you haven't got a lot of experience in there, and you know, you're kind of wondering who's going to drive these standards continuously. Yes, of course you have Colley and you have McNamee, and you know, their job this season is going to be huge. You know, trying to make sure that this young group is driven, and you know, Deck touched on Joe Bradley Walsh as well, and you know, having only just played with him for a short time, you know, he is somebody who is mentally tough. He does, you know, take charge in the changing room, and that's going to be so important this year. But just going back to what you're saying about that travel and stuff, yes, it can be draining if you have maybe a few back-to-back trips, or within the case of 2 or 3 weeks that you are going down the country. And maybe, you know, in my time, you were traveling down there maybe with a lot of expectancy that you were actually going to pick up 3 points, or, you know, we had a strong side then. You know, when you're going to the likes of Kerry now, who have proved within the last two seasons that they are very much, you know, a good side, and they've added more quality again this year. And I know, obviously, as well, Cove have added, you know, have big investment down there, and, you know, with a new manager as well. So Mick McDermott, an old colleague of mine that I would have played under at Glentoran, you know, so he's not there to mess around. He'll be looking to try and get Cove up maybe at first go. But yeah, so it's tough in terms of travel, but with a young, hungry squad, you know, they should be really looking to, it shouldn't matter where they have to go, they're looking to pull on that jersey and go and try and pick up 3 points where they can.
Looking at experience, Joe Boyle, you look at Tony McNamee, a season campaigner, and David Colley. No real household League of Ireland players signed for Finn Harps in the off-season. In the past, there would have been such as David Colley last season. Talk to me about that. And would that be a fear? Would you have a fear in that, the lack of experience and the lack of League of Ireland experience?
Yeah, I do think the lack of experience is something that's going to be pivotal throughout the season. But you know, I look at one young lad in particular, Dara Coyle, who spent the early part of the season, who made a big impression on me, and I know him from watching him down through the years. I'd be hoping he would have a big season this season. You know, the other ones to look out for is Gavin McAteer. You know, I think he could play a pivotal role this season in the middle of the field, particularly away from home, for somebody who can hold up the ball and link up the play. And again, when he played Patrick Ferry was also very, very, very important. And again, Aaron McLaughlin is somebody who played in flashes last season, but he's now going to have to play a lot more minutes this season for me, and particularly away from home in those matches down the country where you may be sitting a little bit deeper. To me, he'd be a pivotal figure this season with his pace and with his directness. And again, it's how Harps set up. And I would expect Harps to play two different ways, one at home and one away, where they may have to settle a little bit deeper. But when I do look around the squad, there is a couple of players there who can handle the ball, like David Colley and Tony McNamee, are players who can certainly play. The lads who come in, you know, you're expecting them to be fit to play as well. Anto Dodds from St Pat's, when he's come in, he can play as well. So, and certainly with Mikey Place is somebody who you'd be looking to get on the ball as well. So Harps will look to these players. The other couple of lads that will come in, it's going to be interesting to see how they settle. You know, coming from England or coming from different clubs, it's a different ball game playing in the First Division. It's like playing in the Premiership and then playing in the Championship in England. They're two different leagues. They're a world apart. And how players can survive in one and the other and not in the other is very, very important. And to me, that's going to be important for Harps, that, you know, starting off the season, that they get a good start in there. You know, success is gone. But again, as I said earlier, you've got to look to this season now to build on those players. And I think that's something that Hearts are going to look at, build on some of those more local players. Like, for me, a key player this season is going to be Conor Tourish. You know, if you can keep him fit, he's got experience in the Premier Division and in the First Division as well. And he can defend and he can head the ball. And, you know, that's going to be something that's really, really important. And is getting the back four built in round him as well. And, you know, I'd expect Conor to have a big, big season this season again, where he has that experience now. He's coming to the end of his 20s, where he's in his prime for me as a defender, where you've got that knowledge and that experience in there. So I'd really be looking for Conor to be the key defender in there for this season.
Declan Boyle, you're no stranger to League of Ireland underage, having managed manager of Sligo Rovers under 19. What's your knowledge of the Finn Harps signings and a number of young lads, and any of those guys stand out for you?
We always really came across some of the lads. You know, Aaron McLaughlin would have been there, Gavin McAteer, you know, so we played against them previously. It's they have good players coming through, and the good thing about those good players, they're getting opportunities in the first team, and maybe some of them are probably getting that opportunity probably before they should be, in regards to sometimes the quality is not there as it was previously at Finn Harps, so they're getting an opportunity. But they're getting the opportunity, they've been around the setup for the last couple of years, so, you know, that gives them, you know, that platform to go out and perform and play, you know. So yeah, there's good players coming through. It's gonna be really interesting, just that add of a lot of young players, and then that experience as well, and how that's going to mix, and how, you know, how the season kicks off. You mentioned about the traveling distance. I always think that traveling isn't really an issue, but if you're in momentum and you're going well, traveling's not an issue. When things aren't going well, maybe when you've got injuries, traveling becomes an issue. So it's so important that they start the season very well, and that'll obviously help things. Keeping key players injured, the squad's not the biggest that they have, and physically probably not the biggest as well. And that was an area that they looked to address this year. I know they have a wee bit of extra height, but around the squad itself, you know, keeping people fit, healthy, and where they can go and play is going to be a key one, because the squad is quite tight. And then obviously then, if you need players, there's obviously the under 20 players coming through, and there's a group of under 17s last year. They're now moved up to under 20s. They'll be available to step into those positions as well. And there's a good key. That's all for me. It's all about that momentum and starting very well, and kick-starting with a couple of good positive results.
Lads, before we get your predictions for the year ahead from a Finn Harps point of view, Keith Cowan, we've seen in the past, in your playing days, especially during the Ollie Horgan era, the week before the games would start, even maybe the days before the games would start, we'd have last-minute signings. You're out and about playing local soccer. Is there anything that the Finn Harps fans can expect? Any more new signings between now and the start of the season?
None so that are really standing out, I suppose. You know, you would obviously like to try and get that experience that we talked about. Tim Heimer was the goalkeeper last year, you know, that was that had done really well, and he's turned up at Kerry now, so he has. So Tim's moved on. And again, I know that young Oisin Cooney was there and doing really well. There might have been talk that maybe Shane O'Gara might come in there and fill up a spot, you know, with his experience. But as of yet, nothing's been confirmed, so that's all speculation. I think it will be great. I think fans will be hoping that there might be something else before they get in there. Just, you know, one more player maybe could take the weight off. Maybe Conor Tourish was mentioned there, and a big season for him ahead. Yeah, like, because the last time he was there, you know, Conor had a great season at the back and popped up with a few goals as well. So, you know, Murph will be hoping that continues. I'm sure Conor will as well. So yeah, big season for Harps, and again, like, that sort of back four was broken up again. I know Jimmy Watson was there last year, and Matty Mackinson played a lot of football as well for them. So that's been two big losses, you know, two, again, experienced players. and we spoke about that kind of physical side that has to be addressed in the first division, because it is a grind, as Joe mentioned there. It's such a physical league. It's quick, you know. It's probably harder to play in the first division at times than it is in the Premier League, just because of the structure and the way that it's done. You get a lot more time in the ball in the Premier League, and not so much now. And it's a lot of, you know, defending crosses and defending long balls and things like that. So, yeah, look, if Murph could maybe conjure up a couple of more additions later on, then that would definitely take the pressure off the lads.
Quickly, lads, we're going to go around the three of you now. Quick fire question. Keith Curran, where is Finn Harps going to end in the table in that 2025 first division season?
7th.
Joe Boyle,
I think they'll make the playoffs.
5th place for Joe, is it?
Yeah.
Declan Boyle, where's Finn Harps going to
finish? Probably 6th. Yeah, 6th or 7th. I don't see him making the playoffs with the current squad of players they have available.
Okay, guys, time for a commercial break here on Highland Radio. When we come back, we're going to quickly go through the rest of the first division and where the lads think the main teams are going to come from, and we're going to look at Derry City as well, all coming up very shortly here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sport, as we will continue our League of Ireland preview ahead of the new season. Just staying with the First Division briefly, Declan Boyle, we're going to join you now first for this conversation. Elsewhere in the First Division, Dundalk coming down from the Premier Division, and some good bit of business from the Oriel Park Club. I've seen Peter Cherry, the experienced goalkeeper. He was in between the sticks yesterday in their Leinster Senior League game. But and as regards to First Division, who do you see challenging for the league?
Yeah, listen, it's Dundalk obviously got relegated, and they lost a lot of players, but they've retained some of them, and they've brought in obviously some players as well that would have played in the first division. So they've added a bit of quality player-wise. Obviously, Kieran Gilduff, who was the manager of Lone Town Ladies and won the national title, he came in as their manager during the off-season. So he'll be looking obviously to push on and try to get back up promoted this year. And Cove, Michael McDermott's come in there as well, as Kieran mentioned previously, and their budget looks like massive. I know the Carcobs released a lot of players, and Cove just picked up all the players that left Cork City. So they've added real quality as well. I mean, Shane Griffin's there, Niall O'Keefe, Keane Murphy's there, Keane Coleman, you know, so they've a lot of really good players there. They've added an experience and players that know the league inside out as well. After a lot of them have played for Cork and got promoted last season with them. So they'll, for me, will probably be the favourites to go up this year, with probably Dundalk second. UCD obviously had a good enough season last year as well, and they stayed second for most of the season. And then obviously came the playoffs, they lost. I think it was to Bray, I think, in the playoffs. But they'll be obviously stronger and with more experience gained from last year as well. So you find that they're going to be up there. Bray as well. Wexford changed their management team as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they go this year, with Elliot coming in there as the new manager as well. So it's going to be hard to know. Athlone obviously has added quality as well into the squad as well. So it's a lot to play for. A lot of them teams have definitely stretched their budget compared to previous years, so it'll be interesting to see how it's going to pan out. But for me, probably Cove, with the experienced players that they have, I think they'll be favourites this year to go.
Joe Boyle, Joe, we've seen last year Cork City running away with the First Division title. Do you see a team doing that this year, or will it be much closer?
I think it'll be much closer. When you go through all the squads there in the First Division, they've all strengthened, they've all added players. The ones I'd be a wee bit concerned about would be Treaty. You know, I'm not sure how much they've treated. They've added to their squad, and Longford as well. I'm not sure how much they've added to their squad. But it'd be interesting to see how Stephen Elliott goes down in Wexford, where he's come in. He'll have a good understanding and a good connections in Dublin as well, that if things are going okay, that he can bring in a couple of players. You would expect William O'Connor and UCD to be stronger this season. They were very, very disappointed to get knocked out in the semi-finals of the First Division playoff last year. You know, they expected to get through that first, particularly that first round, and get into the next round at least. You know, UCD's young lads, they're in year two of their development. I know a lot of last year's teams were first years, so they'll be stronger, they'll be better, they'll be more organised. William has only been able to add a few players, and which is the UCD way. They've not added a lot, so that's going to make them stronger. But Bray got to the playoff finals against Drogheda, and you know, they were never going to beat Drogheda last year after them coming off the FAI Cup success. So you would imagine they're going to be hungry, and Paul Heffernan be looking for them to get back into things as well. I can't at the minute see anybody running away with it like Cork did last year. I think there's too many good teams there this year. And it's going to be a real battle for points. You know, I can see you going on 1 and 2 or 3 matches and then maybe not get picking up points or many points in your next 2 or 3 games. And when you do get a chance to push on and win 3 points, I think you really got to go for it this year, because nothing's going to be easy either at home or away this year in the league.
Keith Cowan, we see with the First Division this season, I know maybe the argument could be made this is every year in the First Division, but I think most of the season, ex-Premier Division players in the League of Ireland First Division this year, along with academy players, even academy players across the water, does it make it a better First Division?
Oh, I think it has, yeah. I think it definitely does. If you're bringing... And it's not so much Premier League players that have got to a certain age and then they're dropping down. These are still lads that could be playing in the Premier League, you know, and are still in their maybe late 20s and stuff. I look at Athlone there, saying Dean Williams, you know, I played with him at Drogheda and he's a fantastic striker. I think he was at Shells last year, and again, just with the quality that they maybe had at times, didn't really get a fair run there. You look at Dundalk, and you know Daryl Horgan's still there. Dundalk, I think they nipped Athlone striker from last year, Ebby, who's, you know, he was a top scorer in the league, you know, so they've got real quality. You're looking at Dundalk and Cove and Athlone there that are really going to be, for me, the pick of the bunch. Yes, you're going to have UCD that, you know, are going to play quality football and going to be well organised and going to be a good group of footballers. But I think from those three, like, you know, they just seem to have that bit extra in terms maybe of investment at the moment. You know, Noah Babb has turned up at Athlone as well, who was at Harps last year too. So, you know...
quality player.
Great player, yeah, and can adjust and can play a few positions too. So, yeah, they've strengthened. Everyone else seems to have strengthened maybe, and then the ones that, you know, haven't are kind of in the same position as they were last year, unfortunately. So it could be that it's really Harps Longford kind of making up the basement end of the league. And then, as I mentioned there, Dundalk, Athlone and Cove, UCD is going to be up the top, and maybe Bray if they can maybe get in the conversation as well.
Wee quick fan question now, Keith. You weren't too bad at the prediction stages last season here. Talk to me, who's going to name one team who's going to lift the First Division league?
I'll say Dundalk.
Joe Boyle?
I think Dundalk or Cove, but at the minute I'd be looking
at Cove. One, Joe, yeah. You can't cover yourself with another one.
At this minute I'd be looking at Cove.
Cove for Joe, and I think Declan already alluded to their Cove Ramblers.
Yeah, I think with the quality of players they have in the squad, I mean, they must sign over 10 players, like, so I think they'll be the team that will probably hit the ground running from the start.
So Keith Cowan is picking a live team to win the First Division. He picked a live team to win the FAI Cup last year. He wasn't too far wrong with that one.
Too far wrong with that one.
So we'll talk about that in just a second. On now to Derry City, guys. On to Derry City, competing at the Premier Division. Tiernan Lynch, new manager at the Brandywell. Plenty of experience managing successful soccer teams. But Joe Boyle, Joe, no experience in the League of Ireland, but nevertheless, huge amount of money at his disposal. And he has the history, good CV, Tiernan Lynch.
Yeah, look, he's done well up in the Irish League. It's not an easy league to win. He's done it twice, so he's coming in with a pedigree of being a winner. He's certainly brought in a lot of his own players. There's been a huge turnover of players at Derry at the minute. He's kept a core of the nucleus of the team from last season. And you know, up to 4 or 5 games to go, it was going to be a brilliant season for Derry, where they were in line to do well in the Cup, do well in the league, and unfortunately just went awry. But you know, with the players that he's added, like, you think he's added in Shane Ferguson, there's a man that we've been watching in the Premiership playing for Newcastle, and you know, he's always somebody who's caught my eye when he's been playing. And Liam Boyce coming into the league as well, I don't see this man being at the end of his career. You know, I still think he'll have a huge season and a lot to give in there. And the other one, that somebody who I know from the underage, is Robbie Benson. You know, he's a winner, you know, and he's coming in there, and he'll bring a lot of quality, and you know, he'll bring a lot of know-how and how to go in there and win big matches. And you know, that's only a couple of one on top of the lads they already have. But for me, one of the big signings for Derry this season was holding on to Brian Maher. You know, for me, he's a quality keeper. I have great time for him. I think he's top notch, and for me, that was their biggest signing of the season, keeping him, because finding a goalkeeper to replace him would have been really, really difficult. Mm. So for me, keeping hold of Brian was a big move for Derry.
Declan Boyle, the age profiles of the Derry's new signings, obviously experience is needed. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? You know, a lot of lads are above 29, 40 years of age, and in your opinion, is it a good thing?
Yeah, listen, I suppose time will tell on that one, really. You know, I mean, look at the players they've lost who are probably, you know, in the wrong age bracket as well. I mean, passion was there, you know, Patrick McIlhenny was there, Kieran Call, you know, so Andrew Wisdom were there, Shane McIlhenny was there as well. So Colin Whelan, obviously, he came through a lot of injuries as well. So they've lost quality. Obviously, most of those players will be around, you know, the older and the twilight of their careers as such, you know, so, but loads of experience as well. They've added more experience. I suppose the difficult part will be these guys haven't played in this league previously, so they're not 100% sure what to do. That's obviously brings excitement and brings energy because this is a new adventure for them. But it's just, it'll all depend on, you know, injuries. Will they pick up injuries? I know that playing obviously in the Brandywell and the AstroTurf seems to take a lot out of the players there, and that's why probably some of the Derry lads have moved on from last season, just because of that reason, you know, because we know how difficult when you're training there. Obviously they have addressed the training facility and they're training in a Derry GA facility, which means they're training in grass every day, which will actually help them. But yeah, listen, it'd be very interesting. Time will only tell on them, but they really have added experience and quality, and if the quality can stay fit, they'll be definitely up there with the top two or three teams.
Keith Cowan, many Derry City supporters will tell you last season was not a good season, but another way of looking at it is there were only 7 points behind Shelburne come the final day of the season. Given the fact the amount of money that Derry City have spent over the last number of seasons, am I right in saying it has to be a league title this season or the supporters are really going to be disappointed, or is that too much to ask for John Lynch, first year manager?
No, I don't think so. No, like when you see what they've added, the quality, and it's been there. You know, they've been within touching distance the last couple of years. The players that moved on, I suppose maybe it was their time to move on. You know, they'd been there a while, or they'd been in and around the setup for a while. What they've added is, you know, the boys I've mentioned there, like Liam Boyce, Gavin White, Shane Ferguson. Like, these are internationals. These are internationals still kind of in around 30 years of age. So, you know, they've got huge experience. Like, you're looking at the caps. Liam Boyce, 28 caps. Gavin White, 30 caps. Shane Ferguson, 57 caps in Northern Ireland with goals in there as well. So these are boys that have been around football, been around senior setups and dressing rooms. And like, Tiernan Lynch, for my money, he's no mug. Like, so he's not bringing boys in for a jolly up and say, I'll come over and spend, you know, a season with me over here in the League of Ireland. You'll love it, you know. So he'll understand the pressure that comes with him coming in straight away. Yes, the expectancy in the Brandywell is huge. Decky touched on there, you know, maybe the fact that they've moved the training facility away from the ground, you know, so some days I'm not sure if they're going to carry that on throughout the season, but I think it's a great idea, you know, so you're not continuously going back to the same dressing room in the same spot and mentally can freshen things up, but you're going somewhere else. And the facilities out there in Ombig are unbelievable, you know, so they're, I don't think there'll be a club in the league that would have something like that to go to, maybe. But yeah, so what he's added is real quality. Look at maybe a bit light at the back, maybe, from what I see. You know, like they spoke about a few centre halves that moved on. There was them moved on, and McIlhenny moved on, and Kieran Coles moved on, and you have Mark Connolly then in there, who, you know, when he's going well, is a top quality centre half in the league. You know, had a lot of injury concerns at the start of last season. Sam Todd's back in there as well, you know, so he's one that you could be looking at that could maybe kick on his career now. So yeah, it's one that you find that they have all the, you know, pieces almost there. The experience of not playing the league for a lot of those players could be something that you could point the finger at. But again, you know, as Dickie said, we don't know yet. A ball hasn't been kicked yet. We're all kind of guessing here of how it's going to work out. But you look at the quality, you know, Robbie Benson was mentioned there as well by Joe, a quality player who's won the league with Dundalk and played in Europe, you know, been fantastic. And you know, you have who's still there. You have Ben Doherty still there, Ronan Boyce still there, and of course Mickey Duffy still there as well, who's absolutely fantastic player. So yeah, a lot of quality there has been added too, and you know, there's a lot of quality still there from last season. So, you know, big expectancy, big pressure.
Lots of quality players been mentioned there. Joe Boyle, talk to me about the youth and the up and coming. A guy that you know a lot about, having coached at Harps and watching Harps last season, Sean Patton. He's been scoring goals during pre-season. Do you expect a big year from the young Donegal striker at the Brandywell?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll get more minutes this season than he got in the last while. But the other side of that is he's up against Patrick Hoban. So Patrick's been one of the best strikers in the league for the last 10 years. So it really good if he can learn from Hoban, work with him and be alongside him and pick up minutes off Hoban. I don't expect Hoban to play 90 minutes week in, week out, so it does open up the door for Sean to have minutes in there. So be patient at the start in the first couple of games of the season, and I imagine throughout the season Patrick will miss matches, but again Sean will get opportunities, and what he's got to be is really sharp and make sure that when he does get those opportunities that he takes those chances and keeps his confidence up there. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And you know, Tiernan Lynch coming in there, he's a young player who's going to have to impress a new manager. So and every minute on the training ground, every minute on match days is going to be very, very important for Sean this season to push on and do that. I know when he's been in with Tom Mohan at the under-19s, he's certainly impressed when he's been in there and he's done really well. And Tom does have a good word on him there in the international setup. So again, hopefully he will get more minutes this season and he will have an opportunity to kick on. But again, an exciting season for Derry and with a new manager, and everybody has that expectation after the disappointment of last season. So, you know, it's going to be very, very competitive in the Premier Division this season. Every squad seems to have strengthened, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how quickly these new lads can settle in Derry to make sure that they can get up and running from the start.
Declan Boyle, before we break for a commercial break, what position is Derry City going to finish come the end of the 2025 Premier Division season?
Yeah, listen, I suppose one of the disappointing aspects last year would have been their home performances. When it came to big games at home, they didn't produce the goods and didn't perform, and that probably let them down the very, very end. And obviously then Shelburne coming and lifting the title and the last home game of the season. So they'll have to address that this year, obviously returning Lynch involved as a manager. So I'm thinking around second or third. I don't see them lifting the title this year.
Second or third for Declan Boyle. Keith Curran, where is Derry going to finish?
I think Derry can win it. I think Derry might win it. I don't think they'll be far away. I think whoever finishes ahead of them will win it. You know, just with what they've added and what's there. But again, look, as the boys have said, a lot of teams have strengthened. So, but you know, I'll say Derry for a change.
Joe Boyle.
I think second or third. I really do see it. I like what Stephen Kenny's doing at St Pat's. I think if he had another couple of games at the end of the season and the season just finished too soon for him, Shamrock Rovers, they had a really bad patch that early part, middle of the season. I don't expect them to do that this season. I think it's going to be really, really competitive. I do see Derry getting into second or third. Not sure. I'd like to wait till I see them play, but I don't at the minute know enough about them to say they're going to win the league, but I do think second or third.
Thank you indeed. Time for commercial break here, and we're going to wrap up this preview very, very shortly. When we come back, we're going to discuss the other teams, the challengers for the League of Ireland Premier Division 2025. Welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sport as we continue our League of Ireland preview. Joe Boyle, Joe, Virgin Media recently announced League of Ireland Soccer every Friday night live on the TV. This has to be a great thing, and this has to be huge progress for the league going forward.
Oh, I think this is key to promoting the league every week, that people have a great match to sit down and watch. Now, what you hope it doesn't take away too much from the attendances. And I think next week when you've got Shamrock Rovers against Bowes from the Aviva Stadium, I hope everything goes well. The league gets a really big kick-off. I know all the other teams will have played before that, but that's a huge statement for the league. And I think Mark Scanlon and the team in the league deserve a huge, huge amount of praise for what they have done and the vision that they've shown for the league. You know, the league was really exciting last year. It was a great product, some brilliant matches, but the problem is we weren't seeing them every single week, and I think that's important. And I think that live match is something they should look at, something outside of the time when the other teams are all playing on a Friday night. Maybe it could be a Sunday evening match, but I think that'd be really important.
Declan Boyle, we hope everything goes well for the league this season. In the past, you've seen with Dundalk last year, problems off the field, and you had the floodlight issue at Finn Park as well last season. We're hoping this season now is going to be plain sailing and it's all going to be good publicity, and certainly starting off now, that's what it is, given the fact it's going to be live TV every week.
Yeah, on top of that as well, you know, the League of Ireland TV for local teams, you know, it's great. And even now you're sitting in the house, you can watch any League of Ireland match right in your, you know, ground to a laptop and watch any League of Ireland match is great. And if you want to go down and watch the Kerry and Van Harps match next week, it's brilliant. You can actually go on League of Ireland TV. So that's really I've created that interest in the league. I think the numbers last year regarding the tens are definitely up as well. Massive increase in the numbers. I think Joe mentioned, I think Mark Scanlon, director of the league, has been done since he came in there, has done an excellent job. So all that media attention, the League of Ireland TV, all that just really adds to the spice of it, you know, and the numbers are up. Obviously, then you have Damien Duff coming into the mix, one in the league as well. And, you know, the profile that he has, and he just draws, he's like a magnet to media attention as well. And that's, you know, obviously, has helped the league as well. So there's a lot of contributing factors that actually have helped the league over the last couple of years. And, you know, and definitely Damien Duff coming back in there has definitely added spice to it. And it'll be really interesting this year again. So I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely has developed over the last couple of years. And if we make the same strides forward as we had in the last two or three seasons, you know, it's going to be a really, really excellent league going forward.
Keith Cowan, I think this went a little bit unnoticed, correct me if I'm wrong. The turnaround Stephen Kenny done St Pat's last year, where they were when he came in, and then they were fighting for a European spot, then come the end of the season. He's a League of Ireland manager, he's good history there. St Pat's, they're going to be hard to stop this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's funny, when Stephen came in, I think he might have lost his first three or four games or something like that there, so you're thinking, which way is it actually going to go for him? But no, fantastic. He has turned it around, and you know, obviously with the experience that he has, look, he's a top League of Ireland manager. We know that, and obviously with the experience that he would have gained with around the Irish setup with the under-21s and then moving on to the seniors. And again, look, he's there. Would have had a great opportunity to, you know, have a look at some other players, and then when he got there, you know, he wasn't afraid to make big decisions and move players on that he didn't feel were right. And He's made some great signings. You know, he's bringing in a lot of experience there with Sean Hoare, who's a great centre half. Brought him in from Shamrock Rovers. You know, he's got huge League of Ireland experience and won the league with Dundalk as well. You know, so and obviously Conor Carthy as well, brought a striker who's been brought in from Bolton. And then I think he's just tied up a few lads that were there last year that were in on loan as well. So no, look, he'll be looking to kick on. He's not there to make up the numbers or just, you know, sort of wait for another job to come up or a bigger job maybe, say. So he'll be looking to kick on and he'll be looking for a league title at least at Inchicore this season.
Joe Boyle, man you'd know very well, Ollie Horrigan, assistant manager at Galway United. What do you expect from the Tribesmen this season?
I expect more of the same. A little bit disappointed they didn't get into Europe at the end of the season, but they're there, thereabouts. And, you know, Ollie and John are two fellas who know the league very, very well. John Caulfield is an experienced player and manager who's done really, really good things in Cork and now he's come to Galway and built on that, where he's had a tough start, but and then he's managed to win them over and he's going well there. So I don't expect anything different from Galway this season, where when you go down to Galway and you get a couple of points, you'll be delighted with that, because it'll be a really difficult place. They, you know, as usual with John and with Ollie, you know, they've tried to get players from all over the place, and as recently in the last couple of days they've had a load of new players in trying them out to see if they can add to their
plenty
squad.
Of trailers.
Yeah, but again, look at, he's managed to hold on to Stephen Walsh. Greg Cunningham has come back into the club. Gary Buckley has stayed on there. They've brought in a couple of new lads. People might know very much about them at the minute, but I'm sure the two lads will have their homework done, so you're expecting good things from Galway again this season.
Declan Boyle, you're well qualified to answer my next question. You're involved with Sligo Rovers on the 20 level. How's things looking around the showgrounds this season, and what's the expectation level among the supporters?
It's hard to know what the expectation is. I'd say it's probably similar to last year. I think in general, their home form was very good last year, and the crowds were up as well in the showgrounds, and they ended up middle of the table. This year, they're probably looking for an extended run in the cup. The last 3 years, been disappointed to be knocked out in the first round of the cup. So they'll be looking, obviously, to get an extended run on that and maybe go to the latter stages of that. They've lost a lot of players, so there's been a lot of big transition there in regards to players leaving the club and players coming in. But they have added quality. Kieran Kavanagh, obviously, he was with St Pat's and Derry previously. You know, John Mahan's coming back after he was out of all last season, came in maybe the last game of the season, you know. So Wilson Aguero, who done his Achilles, he's out for probably until around July or August time as well. So Ronnie Manning came in from Galway. Matty Wolfe came in as well, he's centre-back. Lombardo came in from Galway as well. So he brings a wee bit of pace and energy to the last third of the pitch. So they've brought in quality as well. You know, obviously Ed McGinty, who's went to Shamrock Rovers, and also Ellis Chapman, who was terrific last year and was the player of the year for them. He went to Shelburne, so he's going to be a big, big loss. And Simon Power went to St Pat's as well, and he'd done really well. Obviously, any time he played very well, but it's just keeping him fit. So that'll be an interesting one, how his career and how the season goes with him with St Pat's. So a lot of movement, a lot of players coming in, so it's going to take a wee bit of time to settle the squad down a wee bit. But if you can keep everybody fit and well, the squad is quite tight. A lot of our players will be involved as well this season, which is brilliant for our under 20 players. You know, they have four or five lads who are under contract as well, professional contracts with the club. So they definitely invest heavily into the youth side and give them the contracts and reward them. So they'll be heavily involved, and hopefully they'll, two or three of them will hit the ground running as well and make a breakthrough season. So I'm probably expecting something similar to last year. I just don't think they have the budget to go and compete and push into the European places, which where they were pushing themselves and Galway were there to the latter stages and just ran out of steam at the very, very end. But yeah, I'm looking for Bobby Sligo to be similar to last year with obviously an extended run in the FA Cup.
Race against time, lads. I could talk to you all day. Quickfire questions now. We have three quickfire questions each. One word, Keith Curran, who's going to win the Premier Division of the SSC Associated League?
Derry City, I think. I think it's going to be Derry.
Derry, yeah. Joe Boyle?
St Pat's.
And Declan Boyle?
St Pat's.
St Pat's are for you two guys. Okay. Who's going to... The other end of the table now, I'm finding this one very hard to call. Bottom of the table, so we know the bottom of the table gets straight relegated. Keith Cowan?
You're asking me to... It's a tough question. We haven't seen anybody play yet. It's going to be difficult. I expect, unfortunately, Drogheda will be down there again this season. I know you've asked me for a quick fire here, but I feel like I have to explain myself, or I'll be getting phone calls off a few lads down in Drogheda, what's going on. So no, I just think with maybe the players that they've lost, the experience they've lost, that's a young dressing room. I know there's a few of the lads they brought in as well. Douglas, James Taylor, who scored a penalty in the cup final last year and scored a couple of big important goals for them, and Alessio Unua as well, who was the man of the match. I know both of those lads have picked up knocks and could be out for a couple of months, you know, so that's a difficult start to the season for them. We've seen them in the President's Cup there against Shells, you know, which was, again, you can't take a lot from that there because it's still an early pre-season game. But I think Drogheda might struggle this year with that transition to full-time as well. A lot of new young players there. Maybe Waterford as well could be down there and around that. It's like, again, and maybe Cork as well. Look, they're going to find it difficult too.
Joe Boyle?
I think Drogheda, Cork, and I'm just not comfortable with Bowes at the minute. I know they've got Dawson Devoy and Ross Tierney back, but I'm just not sure about Drogheda or Bowes at the minute. I really think Drogheda are in trouble. I think Kevin Doherty did so well last season, and if they hit a rocky patch at the start of the season, it's going to be very difficult to turn it around. They were super last season at the end of the season, and to me, I would have real concerns around Drogheda. But the other side of that is Kevin Doherty has proved that he can get them together and get them going. And you know, when you look at the cup final, how well he had them playing there, I could be looking at having an egg in my face at the end of this. But at the minute, that's where I'd be sitting. Not sure about Cork. Really not sure about Cork.
The transfer one is always an important one for Drogheda. I find they always seem to have good links there with clubs in England, you know, Walsall especially, and they always pick up a couple of good players. So
Could be key. Declan Boyle, who's going to struggle at the bottom end of the table, or who do you expect to be in the first division?
Yeah, Anniston's always difficult for a team coming up. Tim Clancy's done a really good job. He's obviously let go a lot of players as well, as we said earlier. They've signed for Cove Ramblers, so I fancy them to be down there, obviously. I know they will have a reasonable budget as well, and it'll be dependent on the players and the quality he brings in, and can they hit the ground running, and can they start well? But they haven't been good in the last couple of times they have got promoted. Drogheda were in real bother last year, up until the transfer window in July. They brought in extra players, and that actually got them over the line, and their Docklands form kind of dropped a wee bit as well. So Kevin Doherty's done a marvellous job last year. I just think the experience of being there previously will probably help them throughout the whole season. Waterford, Sligo Rovers. I know Joe mentioned Bowes, and I looked through Bowes' squad, and they came to the showgrounds there a couple of times, and if they can keep everybody fit and well, player for player, they are as good as anybody's around. So they've added real strength. So I fancy them to be very, very tight. Gareth's pushing into the European places, but for me, for the relegation, you're probably looking at Cork, Drogheda, Waterford, and then probably Sligo, which is a bit ahead of them.
Declan Boyle, Keith Curran, and Joe Boyle, really, really enjoyed today. Looking forward to the season ahead. No doubt we'll be talking throughout the season. So roll on next weekend is very much the message. Thank you for joining us again on Hen Radio Sunday Sport.